Thanks for being with us here on the Ideas Network. Divya Mal Lovingly says she was shocked when she heard about young children experiencing stress and anxiety. And to help kids manage their emotions, the Madison-based children's book author drew from her previous experience as a yogic nun. She developed a curriculum for teaching breathing and stretching in what she calls quiet time exercise in an educational setting. She's added that practice to readings she does of her book, Happy Leaf. Divya was supposed to do a reading this week at the DeForest Area Public Library, but it was canceled because of the coronavirus outbreak. The reading, though, is going forward online. And to tell us more about her work, we have Divya on the line now. Divya, welcome to Central Time.
Hello.
Hi there. Let's first talk briefly about what quiet time exercise or QTE really is.
Quiet time exercise. It's an educational stress management program for students and teachers and parents and anyone. But I introduced it in San Antonio, Texas in 1990.
And how do you see it helping children manage stress? How does it work?
Well, I start with some stretching. You know, because especially I customize, like if I deal with young, like 3 and 4 years old preschoolers, then I do a lot of stretching, jumping jack, you know, to just release that energy. And then I do some few of yoga postures. And then after that, I sing some songs with some hand movements, like, good morning, dear earth. Good morning, dear sun. So I move my arms, you know, like the sun, the flowers, you know, and flowers, everyone. And so after the singing, and then I teach them relaxation pose, actually where they lay down. Oh, sorry. After the exercises, then they all lay down and just teach them the diaphragmatic breathing, you call it, or yogic breathing, where they place their hands in their stomach and just really breathing. Because for children, they really breathe naturally, you know. And so I just try to cultivate, you know, keep that diaphragmatic breathing in them. And then we sit in silence for about a minute or two, you know. And then we sing songs. And then after that, you know, it's done. And they really love music, you know, and movement especially. And then we play some songs. So it's really, I've seen in the beginning, it's very challenging because they're not used to it. And
right.
Then doing
I mean,
like
you
three
mentioned
times
them. A, yeah, no, then, I just... You mentioned a moment of a minute of silence with sometimes young children. I mean, that's not usually what they're used to or really paying attention to that breathing. It's just normal for them.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I close the eyes, you could say, you know, 10 seconds. But then the more they do it, then they're able to do it at least half a minute, a minute. And then after about 4 or 5 months, they learn how to just sit still. I mean, even the superintendent was so shocked, you know, because we had a QTE concert, you know, where they perform, the program to their parents, to the public. And so it was like, oh, my God, how did you do that? I said, that's one aspect or benefits of QTE or yoga. I couldn't say yoga at that time because in the 1990s, yoga is, you know, you can't even say yoga, especially in public schools.
Right. People made assumptions at that point, for sure. Your book is called Happy Leaf. How do you incorporate this QTE or this yoga into readings of your book?
Well, when I do my book reading, I say, okay, after I finish my book reading, I say, okay, let's all be happy leaf. You know, she loves to stretch. So I start stretching. I do some body movements, you know. And just, you know, move our body side to side, or we jump, or we shake, like I said, oh, well, let's shake like a strawberry shake, you know, or a banana shake, you know, something like that. And then after that movement, then I sing some songs. I played a guitar and then sing some songs. And then after that, then I hand out like a couple pages of coloring pages of Happy Leaf. Then I, where I distribute the coloring pages and then they color it. So I incorporate, it's not just a book reading, I incorporate movement, music, and art.
Which kind of feeds into the point of your story, right? Part of this book's message that about stress management for kids, emphasizing this connection to nature.
Yes, definitely, because Happy Leaf, she's a Happy Leaf with human traits. She loves being in nature. Like it's the Happy Leaf is the book is like she gets this adventure, this journey as she wakes up, she greets the sun, and then she goes through the day and she connects with see the water, the river, the butterflies, the trees, the flowers, and she feels so happy because children have this intrinsic connection with nature. They just, like especially young, 2 or 3 years old, when they see butterflies or blooming flowers, they're like, So it's just so important, especially nowadays, to immerse children in nature, because they're always now we're all inside a house, but it's nice to also get out in nature. We can wear our mask and everything, social distancing, but the nature they give us, they nourishes our soul, our hearts. It inspires us.
Yes, Divya, thank you so much for joining us. That's Madison-based children's book author Divya Mott Lovingly. Talked to her today about a virtual reading she's doing of her book, Happy Leaf. I'm Keeley Boltina. This is Central Time.